And so I invite you to close your eyes and contemplate that phrase that was said a moment ago about unseen energies and the power that the human has. What unseen energies are there in your life? Could there be a benevolent energy that is always wanting to get your attention and guide you in your life? And how do you discern that benevolent energy? What feelings do you get when you encounter unseen energies? Is it one of trust, love, total surrender of peace? Or is it something that gives you doubt, worry, fear, and anxiety? And even as I say these words, moving from trust, love, relaxation, and peace, or fear, worry, and anxiety, there is a reaction that you have within your body, within your thoughts, within your sensations. And this is your intuition communicating with you so that you are able to discern one unseen energy from another. And so with this discernment that you have that unseen power within you of free choice to decide for yourself. Do you follow the path of light or do you succumb to the path of fear? It is always a choice that you have. And the simplest way to move forward is to simply allow the light to guide you. For in the light, all is seen. And it makes it easy to place one foot in front of the other. And that is all that is asked of you, to just stay in the light. And so now let us hear more from Kryon, who brings us messages from the light.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The entire month, we have been discussing coming out of the darkness into the light. And we have given you the metaphor of an awakening from a coma. We have also tied this into the timing of the shift. It's very difficult to bring you up to speed in a short channel. But basically, this time has been predicted. The shift is the name for an awakening consciousness on the planet as seen by many things taking place, both positive and negative. It's a battle. This is the battle we told you to expect between old energy and new energy. Some are awakening with new consciousness and fighting those who remain in the old. An old consciousness is one that wants war after war after war. That is what humanity is known for. Just take a look at your history. This is the fulcrum of change, the center. Today, I would like to qualify, for those of you who have not heard it before, the timing of the recovery. Now, the recovery has been described to you as recovering from a sickness. The sickness is the coma that humanity has been in for eons of dark energy. Not having enlightenment, not having a respect for life, a warring civilization on the planet. What is the timing? This may surprise you. How long is it going to last and when did it start? This may surprise you. First, it's tied to astronomy. And all of these things may surprise you and you may wonder why. But so much is tied in with the stars, with human consciousness, with the influence of the sun and the moon, and so much more. As my partner had described in one of the answers to the questions today. And so astronomy always plays a part in human consciousness. When the Mayans built their calendar, as famous astronomers, truly, perhaps one of the most keyed in civilizations on the planet to the movement of the stars, and especially the sun. When you go to any of their settlements of old and their historic places, you find observatories. And the Mayans used it intuitively to create their calendars, which respond to over 5,000-year cycles of human consciousness. And that's what they were. Have you ever heard me say that before? Their calendars were calendars of change, of consciousness. And the change that was going to be in 2012 was so grand in their calculations. The astronomy of it was so grand, they had to throw away their old system of calendars and put up new ones, which they did. They put calendars in place long before the Mayan settlements disappeared. They have calendars on the shelf, so to speak, to the year 4000. They could do that because astronomy was understood, and the movement are still the movements to this day. They saw the 26,000-year wobble of the Earth, and they computed the middle of it. When did it start and stop in that 26,000-year cycle? And the answer was the middle of it was 2012. And that is when the shift would be, and it would go one of two ways. Humanity would either destroy itself or it would go into one of the highest consciousness that it had ever seen. But it didn't start in 2012, and this is what I want to report to you. The timing of this awakening is not a surprise. In addition, it is slow. Slower than you might imagine. This particular precession of the equinox is a window of change. And that window is 36 years wide. What I am saying is this. The shift is 36 years wide. For the majority of change, little change coming into it, a lot of change happening during it, and then smaller changes after that. Right now, I'm going to give you a picture of where you stand in this 36-year window if you haven't seen it before. The fulcrum being 2012, when everything starts to change, you are seeing the results of that change, the awakening, and I'm going to give you the years now so you have a better idea of when this started and when it stopped. What were you doing in 1994? For that was the start of this window, this 36-year window. Was there anything that happened in society in 1994? Were there some indications, perhaps, of some shifts that were coming? One of the things that my partner did early on in preparation for this was to publish a book called The Indigo Children. This was a revelation of what was being seen by thousands. A new kind of child consciousness was appearing. And it was a consciousness that was different from other children. so different, it would then reflect how they were taught, what they would learn, what they might do, and what kind of rebels they might turn out to be. And indeed, as this progressed, those children are now the teachers, and they are seeing other indigo children. The indigo is not an aura. It never was. It's a color of denotation. It just tells you who they are when I describe them. There have been many who tried to then coordinate the color somehow to their human aura, and it is not. It has nothing to do with it at all. It's simply a description of a new kind of child. My partner wrote the book. Dear ones, all of these things were a precursor to that which then occurred, 1994 and then 2012. 2012 is the middle of the 36-year window. It's not the beginning. It's not the end. So where does it end? And when I say end, I mean the window stops being the window and tapers off to something else. It doesn't open and shut like you would expect in three dimensions, where something opens and the wind comes through and you slam it shut and the wind stops. That's not it. You gradually, as they might say, mushed into it, and you're gradually going to mush out of it, meaning it's gradual. The end of the window, 2030. You're close to it, but you're also receiving the energy that was developed at the fulcrum, 2012. Dear ones, you are at the height of the differences right now to be seen on the planet, and you're seeing them right now. It's so interesting that you can then take a step backwards and start looking at history, what has happened, including things that you've developed, including that which is the Me Too movement, the idea of cleaning up that which the church has been ashamed of for eons. These things never happened before, not in this way. And there were those who would say it could never happen because of human nature, because you can't change that which is the old energy. Well, you did, and it is changing. Countries are changing. Attitudes are changing. What people will allow and not allow within their own societies is changing. We've said it before, watch for that which seems impossible. Watch for that which is where the people start to object if their government is not doing them correctly, is not watching out for them correctly. And correctly meaning with integrity or honesty or transparency, which are the new words that people are starting to use, perhaps for the first time ever, in the contexts that they are being used. This 36-year window is where you are. Most of you listening to this right now were adults when the window started. And if you were not, then you were born right in the middle of the shift. You have a completely different attribute. So where are you in all of this as you awaken from this coma of old energy? Now, here is another fact about timing. When the individual awakens from a coma, in the movies, they open their eyes and all is well. And they remember everything and the relatives crowd around them and say, welcome back. It's not that way. The awakening, the recovery from eons of dark energy may last years. You start to be aware that there's something bigger. You start to learn. You start to fight off perhaps the old energy that tells you you're crazy because you start thinking differently. Then you start being cognizant of things that you never knew before. You meet people who tell you things to think about. And over a period of time, you're fully awake. That's the timing of coming out of the coma of darkness. And there are so many levels of it. that you'll meet those who are still just awakening and others who awakened years ago. And they are different, and they sound different, and they're interested in different things because they're learning. How do you sit with all of this? I have just described an amazing, awesome phenomena, an awakening planet, and the gyrations of what happens when it does. These are the things I wanted to discuss with you and tell you about. I want you to relax with it all with yourself. Where do you sit in all of this? What were you doing in 1994? There are those who will say, is there time to complete what we came for? Yes, absolutely. When the window is over, it simply means that most of the actionable items will have occurred. And what is next then is a continued recovery. Into the light you go. Opening the door, you are. So these are the things we wanted to tell you about today so that you will relax a little more within yourself. If you are feeling an awakening and you don't know why, or you're asking yourself, what is happening to me that I'm even watching this channeling? I know who's here. I'm in love with all of you for asking these questions. And the biggest one, is there more than I was told? The answer, oh yeah. And so it is.